mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's definitely going to be a blue moon here today, my friends, on this live 18th of May 2005 edition. This Wednesday transmission against tyranny. Jeff Rentz, nominated for multiple Peabody Awards, listed in the top 100 talk show hosts in American history by Talkers Magazine, will be joining us for the second half of the broadcast in an hour and a half. To be precise, he'll be joining us for the balance of the broadcast to talk about, well, a lot of different key issues and subjects. The war in Iraq, depleted uranium. We'll also talk about who really controls Israel. And we'll get into Member of Parliament George Galloway ripping into this whitewash panel, this witch hunt panel in the Congress. We'll be playing that clip of his opening remarks as well. So, big interview with Jeff Rentz. Jeff Rentz does not do interviews, but I'm a regular guest on his broadcast, and I had requested to come on, and he said, okay, I'll do it. And so a real treat for everybody with Jeff Rentz coming up in an hour and 30 minutes, roughly. I want to play part of this Galloway clip when we get back, but we'll play all of it when Jeff Rentz joins us and let him analyze it and go over it. More is coming out concerning Newsweek's supposed retraction of the Koran and the toilet story. And it's not even really a retraction of the information, now we're learning. It's a retraction just because they were ordered by the White House to do this. Pretty disgusting. And I want to go over some of the media propaganda surrounding this. Now the FBI is saying the grenade at the Bush rally in Georgia, that's Georgia, Eastern Europe, was a live hand grenade. Just more fear-mongering, more propaganda. Senate Intelligence Committee set to pass Secret Patriot Act expansion. We'll go over this important report as well. And protesters subjected to pretext interviews. FBI memo shows no specific threats. The protesters are still harassed and their First Amendment viciously violated. L.A. County Jail tags inmates with RFID tracker chips. Air Force seeks Bush's approval for space weapons programs, a massive expansion of SDI into offensive nature, which we've always known that it was really for. Now it's just out in the open. Hostile grackles attack people in Houston. I'm somewhat of a bird buff. I don't own any birds, but I got a lot of bird books, and when I have time, I like looking at birds and knowing different birds. And it's funny, I was just talking to my wife this weekend about how mean grackles are. They're kind of the New World Order of birds. They're really horrible creatures, and like a scene from the horror movie The Birds, large black grackles, which attack people around here, are swooping downtown Houston and attacking people's heads, hair, and backs. They're getting more aggressive because, well, you basically can't eat in an outside Austin restaurant. I've had them land in my plate, and they're large birds, especially the boat-tail grackle, and they will grab your meal, large portions of it. They'll try to drag off half your steak. And it's pretty ridiculous, but now they're attacking people. And I have seen them occasionally get mad at someone, they won't give up their food and grab on them just a few times, but now they're getting even more aggressive, and they may be working with Al-Qaeda. It's just an interesting story. I don't want to call myself an ornithologist. I mean, there's so much to know about birds, but it's just funny. I was just talking about how horrible grackles are. Most birds are monogamous and made for life. Grackles are promiscuous to the extreme. They kill and eat other species of baby birds. They kill their own species and eat baby birds. They attack pets in your backyard, and they're not that big. They're smaller than a crow and much smaller than a raven, but they are blackbirds. Very important information today we'll be discussing, the grackle. Now, we won't spend much time on it, but it is a funny story. The University of Iowa offers a porn class and a lot more. It's all coming up after this quick break, so you'll want to stay with us, so keep it locked in. We shall return.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm...
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor, made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract, specially blended to give you an authentic, creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, again, ladies and gentlemen, second segment, 8 minutes, 30 seconds in. Jeff Rentsch, nominated 3 times for a Peabody Award as a news anchor, a newsman with a big TV station. That's one of the biggest alternative news websites on the internet, syndicated broadcaster, listed in the 100 most influential talk show host in history by Talkers Magazine, will be joining us. He never does interviews. I mean, never. He'll be joining us for one of the few interviews that he's done over the many years, the decade he's been broadcasting on radio, for the second half of this broadcast today to talk about the Iraq War, depleted uranium, talk about this member of Parliament, Galloway, over in England, exposing the neocons. A whole host of subjects for the second half of the broadcast. I guess you could call it at the bottom of the show, in the middle of the broadcast, in about an hour and 20 minutes. We will be joined by Jeff Rentsch of Rentsch.com. Really look forward to that. I'm a routine guest, of course, on his syndicated program that's now the last few months been with the Genesis Network. Really excited to have him. And so that is coming up with Jeff Rentsch. There is so much news I want to cover, but I want to lead with this. I spent about 5 hours in the last 2 days, and we just added a bunch of photos and documents and hyperlinks to the story that I completed last night. We just added them this morning, and I hope you'll spread the word on this article because it has the potential to wake up millions of young people if you will simply email it out to your email list, Post it on websites, put it on message boards, post it on blogs. Darth Vader and the New World Order. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this today. I talked about it yesterday and read part of the article that I hadn't yet completed. And it's about 8 pages of tiny print long, and it's a really important story. Newsweek and CBS News and USA Today and Japan Today and Variety and all of them have written articles about the parallels between the Imperial America and how they use manufactured crises to invade and set up a larger empire and enslave their populations. I mean, I've been talking about the parallels in episode 1-2 for years, but nobody else picked up on it. Now it's been picked up on. But they're not getting into government-sponsored terror. And in the film, the government is carrying out terror attacks against itself as a pretext for control. And young people I talk to understand the plot. Adults don't get it. There's like some type of blind spot to government-sponsored terror, even in fantasy. And so many Americans interface with reality through fantasy. The average American watches 3.5 hours, it's more now, those are old numbers, of TV. The average child, 4.5 to 5 hours, depending on what region of the country, in major studies per day. So most people are living in a fantasy world. Well, by reaching through that fantasy, we're able to unlock a lot of minds by showing how that fantasy is almost a mirror image of what's really going on. The article I have written, and almost every statement is backed up with a hyperlink to the documents or other news reports, goes past just the Iraq war and the impending invasion of Iran and Syria. And George Lucas has said, yes, this parallels what Bush has done with the invasion and the police state in America, and it's scary. I hope this doesn't happen in America. It may. I'm afraid. You know, these are George Lucas quotes that he gave a few days ago at the Cannes Film Festival. He's been giving similar ones in San Francisco and New York at other premieres. So we have all that in the article, but we go further. We show the clear plot of a secret satanic society taking control of the Republic and being behind empires, which in reality we really have, minus the lightsabers and levitation. They do wear black cloaks. They do engage in devil worship. They believe it gives them power. It is a self-centered religion of do as thou wilt, which the emperor talks about in episode 3, according to the book I read. I don't know if that's in the film. So Lucas admittedly studied ancient religions, studied archetypes, talked to Joseph Campbell, and you know, this reoccurring Dark Lord and the Black Helmet. That's in all cultures. Similar things are in the Bible. Lord of the Rings. It's this reoccurring theme throughout history. And Lucas basically put the Illuminati in his films. And, of course, it's very New Agey. You know, the counter to that is the good Jedis with, you know, their own little New Age mantra, which is dangerous. But the point is, this is a way to reach millions of young people. This is going to be a very popular film. They're saying more popular than the first because it's as good or better. The first two were pretty cheesily done, minus having a good plot. And so we can use this powerful archetype to wake up a lot of young people who are going to be going to see this film and a lot of adults who are 45, 50 years old who were fans of the first Star Wars. So go to PrisonPlanet.com. I don't know if Paul has put the latest update that we updated the article and put more links and more documents this morning. It just went up on InfoWars.com. So I think right now the most updated version is on InfoWars.com, and it should be updated soon at PrisonPlanet.com, but that hasn't already happened. But it's there, and it's up to you if this article is going to get out there to the people. Here's the article synopsis. This story deals not only with parallels between Star Wars Episode 3 and the Iraq invasion, it also details the psychology of government-sponsored terrorism as a tool of empire and the real secret societies, like the Order of Death, that Darth Vader and the Sith are based on. Most young people have been fed a false political paradigm and are so bored with history and world events, When they learn the true nature of the global controllers in a Star Wars context, we know they will join the real rebellion. Learn who the real Dark Lords are in the article below. So if you're having trouble waking your 15-year-old up to the New World Order, give them a copy of this article or put it in their favorites list and then tell them to read it and check out the links. And then they'll understand what we're really dealing with. By the way, I've discovered that at Skull and Bones, they call each other not just Long Devil or Temporary, but also, once they've left college, they're in many cases called Lords. And even some of the names of the Bohemian Grove camps are called Lord This, Lord That, Lord Death, Lord Devil. It's so similar, and that's why over the years I joke and call people Lord Bush, Lord Kerry, because that's what they call each other. You know, they've got little chants like, you were a thief, you were a pirate, you were a lord, you were a king, you were a dark lord. So, again, it isn't that everybody's imitating Star Wars, and I talk about this in the article. It's Star Wars is imitating the real dark lords. George Lucas admits he copies the Nazis. Darth Vader wears a cross between a Japanese samurai helmet and a German officer's helmet, World War I helmet, or a German gunnery sergeant's helmet.
There's nothing fanciful about this. Nothing.
And, oh, yeah, thanks for reminding me. By the way, this clip is coming up in a few minutes with Galloway, British Member of Parliament George Galloway, tearing in to the little committee yesterday, as he promised he would do. And that should be interesting. That's coming up here in a few minutes, and so we will be airing that. But back to the Nazis. I mean, in my new film, I detail from their own. We got the annals of the Bohemian Grove. We've got like 50 years of their annals now. From the turn of the last century, you know, 1900, we've got it from 1940. We got it from 1986 to 1996. We've got their internal documents. Some of these were very, very expensive. Others were given to us. Others are in libraries. We've scanned them in, put them on the websites. And in it, there's correspondence with the German Order of Death and with the Bohemian Grove about how Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove are all part of the same group. And then we have German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt, a key piece of evidence, in his own autobiography, Men and Powers, a political retrospective where he says, we are the Trilateral Commission, we are the CFR, we are the Bilderberg Group, we are for world government, we control things. This is all in my new film. This is at the library. Men and Powers, a political retrospective, Helmut Schmidt. I mean, he says, I love the Druidic rituals we do in Germany, but my favorite place to do the rituals is in America at Bohemian Grove. So the black helmets, the black uniforms, the order of death, the evil, that's what Lucas was. He studied secret societies. He's admitted this, and he put it in this film. That's why it resonates subconsciously. Or in the spirit. That's why this film, despite all the cheesiness, is so effective with people, because deep down, folks know this, in many cases, is a image put in a fanciful context, projected onto fantasy, of what's really going on. I mean, we have the German Chancellor, Helmut Schmidt, saying they do rituals. It's not Alex Jones. These are the people. And, of course, Lucas lives in Northern California. That's where he's lived most of his life. And, obviously, he knew about this stuff. And he's put it in these films. And truth is stranger than fiction. I mean, they wear black hoods. They do all of this stuff. They do these rituals. I think they get power off of it. I mean, they really are what you could call the Sith. All of Star Wars is fantasy with reality projected onto it. And that's why these archetypal images are so powerful. And then, of course, there's a clear separation of good and evil. And the films then show the little guy standing up and rebelling. And that's very alluring. Okay, I'm done talking about it. I've written the article. It took me 5 hours to write. 2 days and two separate days I worked on it. Put a lot of work into it. I hope you'll share it with everybody. All right, a bunch of news coming up, and the Galloway clip as well. There is just so much coming up. We're having Alfred Hitchcock-type birds attacking people in Houston. We'll be right back.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Member of Parliament Galloway delivered scathing remarks when he was on Capitol Hill yesterday. That's coming up concerning what's really going on with the Iraq war and how they've been trying to target him, try to distract attention away from the scams they've been running. I mean, yeah, the British and the French and the Germans all were involved in oil for food scams. It was set up by our government so only Dick Cheney and Halliburton could profit. Only Halliburton was allowed to sell oil-filled equipment for the 12 years plus to Saddam. They had all these special sweetheart deals. I mean, they wrote the sanctions to profit just a few companies, and of course Saddam was a criminal. Our government put him into power. But they tried to divert attention off about lying about the war and the weapons of mass destruction to Galloway, and that's... He really tore him up, so that's coming up. Right now, though, Neighborhood Watch, you know, you think they're there to stop criminals breaking in your back of your house, but tattletale squads now are, quote, are a man and woman arguing. Did you smell marijuana? Did you hear screams? Are people dumping motor oil in their backyard? Or is their grass 3 inches high? And we've seen this in Austin. Areas that were formerly rural, I mean, out in the country, have been annexed. And I've been out to the homes, and if you've got 3-inch grass and maybe an old car in the back, but in some cases not even an old car, they come and give you $2,000 a day fines. They love to target 75, 85-year-old people. It seems they've got a database with the hospitals that as soon as somebody's in the hospital with a heart attack, they then come and start putting the notices on the house. In a month or two, it could be $50,000 or more. I mean, I've done TV shows on this. I ought to make a film about that and put all those old TV reports in it. Then they come and seize the home. They generally target old people. Well, this is a case outside Texas. The zoning laws have been written up by the feds, and the states then and the counties adopt them through federal grant money that they get to do this. And they go out into rural areas where people move there so they can have junk cars and sheds and say, we've changed the law retroactively, which they shouldn't be able to do. We're going to start fining you, and they have the neighbors tattling and running around and doing this. So let's play this disgusting, disgusting clip. Neighborhood Watch reports people for long grass. Go ahead and roll it.
Broken down cars, 3 sheds in the front yard. That may be the way some neighborhoods in Prince William County used to look, but that is changing.
Yeah, some areas once considered rural are now bustling with new development. And with those new homes comes some new pressure to keep up with the Joneses. Peggy Fox shows us how one county is trying to help out.
It doesn't look good.
Michelle Cassiato landed what looks like the perfect job. For $70,000 a year, she walks around neighborhoods in Prince William County taking in the beauty and jotting down the ugly.
You see there's no front license plate.
What does that tell you?
That tells me it's an inoperable vehicle. It's not properly registered.
You're not supposed to park cars, trucks, boats, and trailers on your lawn.
You see they got wires coming in and out, and that's not kosher to have wires coming out. And if you walk over here, now you can see there's a stack of tires in the backyard.
Cassiato is Prince William County's neighborhood coordinator. It's a new position to beef up the appearance of neighborhoods in a county that is fast becoming more affluent.
Progress comes everywhere, eventually. And there are always going to be people who liked it the way it was.
When homeowners have clear violations, the neighborhood coordinator has no enforcement powers. But she does work in an office with 14 code enforcement inspectors to whom she will hand over the address of properties like this.
When the grass is over a foot high or she finds another violation, she doesn't knock on the door because that can spark a confrontation, but she does write down the address. The owner of this overgrown lawn, B.J. Richardson, thinks it's too much like Big Brother.
Lawnmower's been broken. I'm unemployed, so...
You're working on it.
Other homeowners are pleased with the attention and hope more problems can be addressed.
Single families living in one house is a lot. That's probably my biggest complaint about the neighborhood.
Cassiato says through education and outreach, she's trying to make Prince William County a nicer place to live. Peggy Fox, 9 News.
Well, so you know, let me tell you something, scumbag. If you don't like it, move out of the area. And let me tell you a story. My grandparents kept their lawn immaculate. My grandfather's now dead. My last grandparent, Benny Hammond, still lives here in Austin. God bless her soul. And they had a government creek with a drainage ditch behind their fence over their backyard. Code enforcement showed up, and their yard was immaculate, and told them that they would give them $2,000 a day fines. It's $2,000 a day. If my grandfather, who was about, 75 at the time, and not in good health, didn't climb over the fence to clean out their ditch. Shortly after, he had a heart attack, and then that led a few years later to a stroke, and he's dead now. And I see it as you bastards killed my grandfather. You criminal, murdering scum. You're a bunch of trash. And I've been to, remember the famous case, Austinites, Roland Ellingston? 3-inch grass in Austin, it's 3-inch. I showed on TV the fines every day. $2,000. He was dying of colon cancer, and the police came and arrested him for not paying the fines. Well, we stood up to him, and we thumped him hard. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in his mercy. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. I'm offering you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to receive a free booklet. Christ will pour out his mercy and love to you in great abundance. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to get into national, international news here in a few minutes, and then we'll talk to Greg in Texas, Bill in Wisconsin, and others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. A rare interview with Jeff Rentz coming up in an hour. But syndicated talk show host Jeff Rentz. This zoning issue, this zoning situation, you know, they say, oh, derelict cars, derelict boats, why it's horrible. And they even admit, they go out in the countryside, all over the country, and they get counties to pass, it's basically a blank check form, a federally written law, that is, they write the, you know, it's like one of those will kits. Most of the laws that are getting passed in your county, your city, your state, there are these big foundations that are paid for by the big corporations and lobbyists that write laws, form laws, like form letters. Then they bring the laws they've written to your county, your city, your school district, your water district, your environmental district, you know, whatever they call these feudal control mechanisms. And because the law you see in Wisconsin is identical to the law in Austin, literally, it's just the name will be changed for the county. Travis County will, you know, have the same name, you know, the same law as Williamson County, Texas, just north of us, or the same as Orange County in California. We've had a lot of guests on. I was big on zoning a few years ago because it's one of their most out-of-control things they're doing. And it's feudalism. They tell you what you can do with your land, how you can do it. Then it's how you can paint your house, what you can do. They slap all these big taxes on you on top of it. The property taxes are exploding. And folks, I went to house after house after house. I probably, when I first got on TV back in 1995, through, I'd say, 1998, I mean, one of the biggest things we talked about was zoning. And we really stopped Austin and the health department from a massive program of harassment. And how we did this was, as soon as I started doing newscast on my TV show, where I'd go out and show the house, three-inch grass, no derelict cars, no nothing, a pile of wood in the back, because the guy was a carpenter and an arborist, and he's sick in the hospital, and his grass gets 3 inches high, and it turns out a guy living a few doors down is a realtor. We later learned he'd done the complaint. This is one case of literally dozens I covered. Roland Ellingson was one of the most out-of-control, egregious examples. He lived off of what, West 37th, West 38th Street, and he built his two houses when he got out of back from the war in World War II, never married, built two really pretty little houses. His main income was the house in the front on about a half-acre lot right on the corner. And, I mean, now houses, one house over there is going for $400,000. I mean, one three-bedroom on a tiny lot. Well, he had, two four-bedrooms, one of them two stories. Really nice homes, freshly painted, kept up very well. But in his yard, because he did a lot of arborist work, was xeriscaped. Mainly English ivy and Asian jasmine, but in a few spots up by the street, there was some grass. And we measured it. It was 3 inches high, and a little over 3 inches high, and he was getting $2,000 a day fines. So we interviewed him. It went on TV, and the police came out into his backyard and said, you haven't paid the fines. We're arresting you. And they put this old World War II vet, who literally could hardly walk because of the cancer and the chemotherapy, had colon cancer. They put him in a squad car and took him to jail, and he flopped around and vomited and went through his chemo pains, didn't have his chemo and his painkillers, and so flopped around for a couple days in the jail cell, I mean, vomiting, almost died. They released him, and some cops got mad about it, and so several different police officers gave me details of city council members' homes, and one of them was Jackie Goodman. So we went out to Jackie Goodman, who herself owned two houses in southwest Austin in a mid-level, middle-class area, you know, $300,000 houses, and all these beautiful homes, immaculate yards. Her yards had vines growing out of the trees, Asian jasmine everywhere, and four-foot grass. A tarp on the roof of one of the houses. We showed her car, showed her license plate, and we put it on TV. The outrage was incredible. But still, they kept slapping fines on Roland Ellingson. And then we went over to his house and mowed his yard for him, and some volunteers did, because the poor guy could hardly walk at the time. He got better for a while after that. And good old boy, I tell you. And then we got a call from the police, our sources, going, have you seen the health department? We went over there, and they had two-foot grass, walls falling down. They were doing construction. We showed that, and it was over. They dropped the, it was like 50 grand he supposedly owed from a few weeks. Because then they put liens on your house to try to force you to take it. Then that wasn't enough. They hit him with the IRS. And then all these other old people started calling us. And it seemed as soon as they went in for heart attacks, as soon as they went in for cancer, boom, they were getting hit. We know the police are tied into these databases. They're tied into the pharmacies. They're tied into everything. You know, they're tied into your power bills. You're using too much power. They raid your house. You must have drugs. But a lot of cops were getting mad about it, so they didn't like this. Go arrest this old man. You know, they're dragging the guy out. He can barely walk. Looks like a skeleton. I mean, they didn't like it, so they would report to us the hypocrisy and started watching the city council for us. And that's the type of stuff that will turn this country around. And as if that wasn't bad enough, I guess it was then in about 97, 98, my grandmother calls me and she goes, Alex, I know you're into politics. We come look at these letters we're getting. My dad looked at them too, and it was the same stuff. It was clean out this ditch. You're required to clean out something like 15 feet off your property line, which is insane. There's literally a creek that looks like something out of the Fern Gully. I mean, when I was a little kid, I'd go there and walk down to the end of it. There was a big waterfall down into this big gully and all this stuff. Well, right behind their house, there's drainage dishes that come off the road feeding into it. And it was full of brush that wasn't even from their property. And they tell them, we're going to, I don't remember the details, I think it was a smaller fine. For some reason, it was like $500 a day. And it said, you're going to clean it out. Well, my grandfather submitted, even before they called me, and he climbed over and drug these huge limbs out at like 75 years of age, drug these big limbs out, did all this stuff, then they called me because there was still some wood back there, and they said, no, that isn't enough, clean it all. And my grandmother originally called me to say, will you come clean it up for us? I mean, it was insane. And then he had a heart attack right after that. I mean, you people are sick. Now it's clean out ditches for us that aren't even on people's property. I mean, it was a concrete drainage ditch, you know, culverts, three of them, feeding in where this creek started. And I remember digging fossils out of that creek when I was 10 years old, and I come down here to visit them. It's just so sick, folks. And I don't mean to rant and rave about this all day, but let's talk to Bill in Wisconsin. I hear he said he was calling about zoning. Bill, welcome, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. You know, a while back I took your advice. It involved on a local level. Now, in Wisconsin, what they were coming through with was an Agenda 21 program called Smart Growth.
And we have the same thing in Austin. Yeah.
Right, right. Well, it was passed in 1999, and now they were beginning to get it passed on county levels. Well, they passed a land use plan for the county. They passed one for the town, which was included in the county plan.
And for those that don't know, we had Tom Tancredo on about this yesterday. It's really true. It's from the UN and UNESCO to the feds,
right,
to the states. It's a fact.
That's right. Yeah, it's all there. All right, so anyway, I've had health problems over the last 2.5 years, and I was pretty sick last spring. But then they were going to classify everyone's property out here in the country. And I went to the meeting, and I could, you know, barely sit there, but I started speaking out, screaming against what they were doing. Well, the next step was, you know, they were having hearings on a recodification for the county zoning. And I went there. I was the first one called up. I had no idea how the audience at the high school was going to react. But I got about two-thirds of the way through, and I'm quoting the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and how they are taking away our rights. And then they started to interrupt me, and the people started screaming out, let them speak. So then the next thing I finished, and I lambasted them. Well, the county still passed their recodification, but then this gives our town 1 year because there's a window of opportunity to pull out of county zoning. So, you know, we started going to the town meetings, stirring things up there. I tried to get other guys that had lived here longer. And
so to make a long story short, what happened?
Well, I got elected town board chairman. Now, I get to appoint the people on the local planning commission. We've got a referendum coming up on the 24th, next Tuesday, to pull out of county zoning. And
Are you fighting the federal initiative to put in the electronic CIA voting machines?
Well, we don't even have that at this point.
Good,
we,
I know. But
and that's part of the reason why we had a good, clean count. I thumped the guy that was in there.
No, I know. I mean, of course, Patriots would win every election. We have all the popular views, the constitutional views. Well, see, good job, sir, and I'm honored. You're saying because of this show you decided to get involved.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, on a local level. And, Alex, I am passing out videos to people, too. So
and, boy, when you got a commissioner doing that, people pay attention.
Well, town board chairman, and I'm having the time of my life.
But isn't town board chairman the equivalent of the commissioner?
Well, you know, there's two
because
other...
in the county, we call that the commissioner or the
I'm
judge.
Not a county commissioner. I'm a town... This is a township adjoining the, you know, a city here.
Well, you need to stack the deck. You need to get all your people into the other positions.
That goes without saying, Alex. That goes without saying.
Got to stack the deck for freedom.
You betcha. And that's what I ran on. I'm going to send you some of my campaign literature.
Well, good job. I'm calling.
People, yeah. Get, go there. Scream at these meetings and then run. And you'd be surprised. A lot of people are upset about these things. And
well, unfortunately, we don't vote anymore in Austin. They put in the CIA machines.
Yeah, well, see, we don't have that. And, you know, we do mark a paper. I was at the courthouse. I could hear it clicking away. They came out and announced the results, and I was more shocked than anybody that I won. But, you know, because there's a lot of good old boy system and people that have lived here for generations.
Yeah, but nobody wants. I mean, folks, let's say you buy 10 acres out in the country.
Yeah.
And 20 years later, 5 years later, a year later, or a lot of times you buy it and don't even know, oh, sorry, we retroactively say you can't even have a barn. Oh, you can't paint your house. Oh, you've got 3-inch grass. Here's a $500 fine. Usually it's 500 smackers a day. In Austin, it's $2,000.
Right. Well, I'm telling you, people, you can do it.
If I can do it,
broken up and health-wise and everything, then anybody can do it.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, it made my grandfather so mad when they were doing that to him in the IRS. I'm sure that's what caused him to have a heart attack. And, they really do target these people. It's sick. I want to air this Galloway clip. Again, this is a British member of Parliament, and this is him before this a congressional committee yesterday tearing into him. We're going to hear part of this now, all of it when Jeff Rentz joins us, but he's standing up to them concerning how they're trying to demonize him and others, claiming they're involved in oil for food when it's our own government running the big fat scams. So go ahead and roll that clip for me, please.
So there's nothing fanciful about this. Nothing at all fanciful about it. The existence of forged documents implicating me in commercial activities with the Iraqi regime is a proven fact. It's a proven fact that these forged documents existed and were being circulated amongst right-wing newspapers in Baghdad and around the world in the immediate aftermath of the fall of the Iraqi regime. Now, Senator, I gave my heart and soul to oppose the policy that you promoted. I gave my political life's blood to try to stop the mass killing of Iraqis by the sanctions on Iraq, which killed 1 million Iraqis, most of them children. Most of them died before they even knew that they were Iraqis, but they died for no other reason other than that they were Iraqis, with the misfortune to be born at that time. I gave my heart and soul to stop you committing the disaster that you did commit in invading Iraq. And I told the world that your case for the war was a pack of lies. I told the world that Iraq, contrary to your claims, did not have weapons of mass destruction. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that Iraq had no connection to Al-Qaeda. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that Iraq had no connection to the atrocity on 9/11/2001. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that the Iraqi people would resist a British and American invasion of their country, and that the fall of Baghdad would not be the beginning of the end, but merely the end of the beginning. Senator, in everything I said about Iraq, I turned out to be right, and you turned out to be wrong. And 100,000 people have paid with their lives, 1,600 of them American soldiers, sent to their deaths on a pack of lies, 15,000 of them wounded, many of them disabled forever, on a pack of lies. If the world had listened to Kofi Annan, whose dismissal you demanded, if the world had listened to President Chirac, who you want to paint as some kind of corrupt traitor, if the world had listened to me and the anti-war movement in Britain, we would not be in the disaster that we're in today. Senator, this is the mother of all smokescreens. You are trying to divert attention from the crimes that you supported from the theft of billions of dollars of Iraq's wealth. Have a look at the real oil for food scandal. Have a look at the 14 months you were in charge of Baghdad, the first 14 months, when $8.8 billion of Iraq's wealth went missing on your watch. Have a look at Halliburton and the other American corporations that stole not only Iraq's money, but the money of the American taxpayer. Have a look at the oil that you didn't even meter, that you were shipping out of the country and selling, the proceeds of which went who knows where. Have a look at the $800 million you gave to American military commanders to hand out around the country without even counting it or weighing it.
We're going to play that entire clip. It gets even better. Oh, yes, when Jeff Rentsch joins us in the middle of the next hour. So in about 40 minutes, you'll get to hear that whole thing, what you just heard re-aired, and then the second half of it. It gets incredibly powerful. The fight for freedom and humanity will continue. The fight for dignity will continue. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Of other news items and take your calls for 30 minutes into the next hour. Then we got Jeff Rentsch joining us. We'll get back into the amazing statements of Galloway, member of Parliament, British member of Parliament George Galloway, says he is ready to face down the U.S. senators who claim he received oil rights from Saddam Hussein's Iraq. Mr. Galloway denies claims by a Senate committee that he and a former French minister were allowed to sell Iraqi oil to reward their support for the regime, which it has been admittedly were false documents. This is the administration that are masters of this. I mean, it's just classic. And this is kind of like the famous film footage I've seen of Howard Hughes before the Senate committee when he turned the tables on him. I mean, it is powerful. I've seen about 10 minutes of it, and we're just going to air a few minutes of it coming up in the next hour. But he tore them into pieces. He tore them a new you-know-what. I mean, he really got them. And it's true, folks. I mean, they can point at Europe. There were people involved in scams with Saddam in Europe. But then you look at our own government who's pointing the finger. They're 10 times worse. I mean, of course this stuff's going on. But Galloway wasn't involved. Galloway could have probably been prime minister if he'd played ball. He's been very popular, but now he's been thrown out of the Labor Party because he wouldn't go along with Tony Blair. I mean, he's paid a major sacrifice for this. Then they try to slander him. He should sue all these people. It's unbelievable. Basically, Defense Intelligence and the CIA and others, the Office of Strategic Information, runs the Iraqi newspapers now and uses them as their propaganda arm and puts out all these lies. They also produce TV shows where they torture people on TV and have them say that they're guilty, you know, of being terrorists every night on Iraqi TV. I mean, it's like worse than 1984. Unbelievable. As I said, we'll go straight to your calls here in a few minutes when we start the next hour. Greg and Andy and Michael and many others that are patiently holding. Before I end this hour, a couple of little tidbits here. I'm going to be showing my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, the most powerful video I've ever produced, really a mini-series, 3 parts, covers the police state, the latest developments, what really happened on 9/11, and then who the globalists are, how they're involved in these dark cults, involved with the Nazis and in Schwarzenegger and Bohemian Grove. I'm going to be showing it at 3 separate showings, 2 on 1 night, 1 on another night, Friday, June 3rd. Friday, June 3rd, Alamo Drafthouse Cinema, downtown on Colorado Street at 7 and 10 p.m. 2 different showings, Friday, June 3rd. And then coming up the next week, Wednesday, June 8th at 8 o'clock, Wednesday, June 8th at 8 o'clock at the Alamo Drafthouse on South Lamar. All 3 of the showings are great. There isn't 1 showing that's going to be the best. We'll have more time to talk and take questions and give a longer speech at the Wednesday, June 8th one, at 8 o'clock at the Alamo Drafthouse in South Lamar. You can buy tickets online at Infowars.com. Just click through to the Alamo Drafthouse website. Buy tickets via their safe, secure server. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Hope you go ahead and get your tickets and choose which event you're going to come to. If not, you can buy them at the door. And if any of the showings sell out, before the event, we'll tell you which showings haven't sold out. They've sold out in the past, so take action right now. Infowars.com. You want a hard copy of Martial Law on DVD or VHS? Call toll-free. They can answer all your questions about discounts and specials we're offering right now. Big discounts. 1-888-253-3139. Call right now, folks. It also supports us. 1-888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or order hard copies via the Safe Secure shopping carts at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can watch lengthy clips of the films, in some cases half of them. Order them via the Safe Secure shopping cart. Look at all the different specials at Infowars.com. And we'll do even more work and do more on the web and fight the globalists even more. If you support us. So PrisonPlanet.tv. You can also go there right now and sign up for 15 cents a day and watch all the films right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Second hour, totally jam-packed with your calls and news, and Jeff Rentz is coming up. So keep it locked in.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.